Hello. Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I guess disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Approve.
And thank you so much for taking my call. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Dan, you think things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
Oh, no, what I'm asking is, would you say that things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. Would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or wrong track?
That's hard to say. We have only been in Virginia for a little while, but it seems fairly good. So I'd say the right track.
Politically speaking, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
I would say not.
And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And thank you so much for your patience. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
Now, I would like to ask you, would you see that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
I would say the right track.
Now, Virginia is considering legislation, create education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for the use of education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Only a little.
And supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I would support it.
And given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, or not likely at all?
I would say somewhat more likely.
Now, do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Well, that's not exactly like a yes or no question.
Well, if you had to choose today, would you lean towards should or should not attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Yeah, see, that's not a yes or no question. I mean, there's so many things that would come into play. So I would not answer that.
Okay. Moving along, and thank you so much for your patience. Now, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless race, gender, and income?
Yeah.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public schools courses they choose to attend?
What do you mean public school courses that they choose to attend? Like if one high school has a course and the other one doesn't?
Well, the statement says, do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend? Should or should not?
I guess they should.
Okay. Now, in 2022, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth of possession and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regular market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market during crime and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal, regulated market for the sale of marijuana, who all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Should or should not?
I would say should.
In Virginia, now, if Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priorities or other preference should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
I would say preference should be given.
And do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girl high school athletic teams in Virginia? Support or oppose it?
Oh my gosh, how many more questions is this?
Oh, we're at, let me see, we're here at 75%. We are starting to wrap this up. But with the question that I just asked you, would you support it or oppose it?
It completely depends on whether or not there is a male or female equivalent of the sport. If it is, if there is a boys swim team and a girls swim team, that's different than, there's so many things that would come into play. Like, I think that this is, and I don't really care. I don't care. They can play on whatever the hell team they want.
Well, let me ask you with the following. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children? Support it or oppose it?
Support.
And do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity? Support it or oppose it?
Wait, what? Repeat that?
Sure, no problem. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child?
No, I do not support.
Okay, and thank you so much for your patience. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions of mental health care in Virginia. I would like to ask and start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care and substance abuse treatments services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is a moderate access to care in my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
I don't know the answer because I've never tried to access care.
And right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority?
Is what a priority? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, let me repeat that for you again. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavior health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is it not a priority?
Medium.
And thank you so much for your patience. One idea, and that's offered, is a state budget proposal to to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Strongly supported or somewhat supported?
Somewhat support.
Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely?
Okay.
Probably more likely. I'd have to see the statistics on how much the service is being used and what they currently have available to them. A lot of these questions are, you know, not giving enough background information for me to answer.
Remember, ma'am, all of your answers are strictly confidential, and this is a study that we're conducting. And thank you so much again for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it includes $9 million to support mental health patients' transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the
More likely.
Now, the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for schools, age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
And it includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis received centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Now, the plan includes $15 million to funding to combat the opiate crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poison among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
More likely.
And thank you again for your patience. We are at 95%. We are almost done here. Now, it also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of the new funding in mental health and substance abuse services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support it or oppose it.
I would support it.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I somewhat support it just because I still have to look at more statistics. Like I said, we're new to Virginia. So
now, Virginia public.
Yeah, pardon? Go on. Go
okay.
On.
Now, Virginia public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right? Should or should not?
They should.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Now, do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information like the phone number, address, mm-hmm. email to union organizers, should or should not?
Should they have permission? Was that the question?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, they should have permission.
Okay. And unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than 1.5 of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
It should.
And Once a union is formed, it can be a place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
Yes, I think they should.
Now, federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation, so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income higher. Virginia does not do that. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation? Should or should not?
Should not.
And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Independent.
And what is your age?
39.
And which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
And do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
Yes.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your participation. You enjoy your weekend and your night. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Good night.
Very kind of you. Goodbye.